This is Wild About Utah.
The land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota, in the Dakota language, translates to sky-tinted water. A year ago, my alarm blared in the pitch darkness of the bunkhouse at Packsack Canoe Trips on the edge of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. 5 a.m. comes fast. I turned off the alarm, swung my legs out of my sleeping bag, and planted my bare feet on the cold plywood floor. I turned on the light. My adult son, Nate, squinted at me from the adjacent bunk. Flashing a groggy grin, he muttered, "That was a short night." The day before, we drove from Minneapolis to Ely, Minnesota. After a late start and a dinner stop, we drove the last couple hours in the dark down State Highway 1, the Voyager Highway, a narrow two-lane strip of asphalt with no shoulder and crowded in on either side by endless forests. Our forecast was for highs in the 40s, a stiff wind, and scattered rain showers. If I didn't live 1,400 miles away, I would have been happy to wait to paddle for another day. But this was the window of time we had. And, as the Eagles sang so profoundly, we may lose and we may win, but we may never be here again. Most canoe trips into the Boundary Waters are days to weeks long, but you can get a good sampling in a long day on the water. By 7 a.m., we were at the Fall Lake boat ramp, where our rented Kevlar canoe was waiting for us, as promised. All our good paddling gear was back in Utah, so we placed our day bags in garbage sacks to keep them dry and pushed off into a headwind, which also meant no mosquitoes. Traditionally, the homelands of the Anishinaabe people, also known as the Ojibwe or the Chippewa, the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness includes more than 1,000 interconnected lakes, extends for 150 miles along the U.S.-Canadian border, and adjoins Canada's Quetico Provincial Park. Combined with Voyager National Park, the three areas create nearly 2.5 million acres of internationally protected land, lakes, forests, and waterways that connect to the Hudson Bay and to the Arctic Ocean. In April, a 20-year mining ban in the vicinity was overturned that poses a risk to the pristine waters. The Boundary Waters is the most visited wilderness area in the United States, but not on a day like this. Nate and I zipped our jackets up, put our heads down, and paddled towards an island ahead that provided some refuge from the wind and a chance to rest. We continued picking our route this way, finding the sheltered coves and shorelines when possible, and powering into the wind when we had to. We portaged Newton Falls in a drizzle, then worked our way across Newton Lake and portaged Pipestone Falls to Pipestone Bay on Basswood Lake. We paddled to an obscure portage route that led us to Azayan Lake, a small lake 150 vertical feet above Basswood Lake. We ate lunch on the shore in light rain. The wind died down and we paddled a lap around this double-lobed lake on glassy water with several loons. For our return voyage, we had a light tailwind, or no wind. The portages were long enough that we were grateful we paid extra for the Kevlar canoe rental. All in all, we paddled 12 miles, made 6 portages, 3 each way, paddled on 4 lakes, and I plucked 3 ticks off my pants. Nate seemed unbothered that they liked me more than him. Though we were a bit soggy, both of us were smiling as we finished out, just a father and son, paddling in sync, moving across the dark glassy water, tinted by a gray sky overhead. I am Eric Newell, and I am wild about wild lands in Utah and beyond.